We have a very special guest because it was brought to our attention earlier. We had a time traveler that was all over TikTok and YouTube, apparently from the year 3700, that knew how the world was going to end. Before we even tried to reach out and book this guy on the show, he just showed up at our studio door. So joining us from the year 3700, is me. Is a time traveler. Hello.
Thank you, Justin and Daniel. I knew you were going to ask me to be on your program, just as I knew Justin would believe that I was an actual time traveler. So instead of going by Mike, you can refer to me as Tim E. Travelin.
Tim E. Travelin. Well, okay, thank you for joining us, even though you have a stupid name. We were wondering if you could expand upon your claim that you're...
Let me go ahead and stop you there, okay. Daniel. I already knew you were going to ask a bad question, so rather than waste my or your listeners' time, I will ask your next question. That question will be as predictable as Monty Fink and his disinterest in scatter shooting. And the answer to your question, Monty, yes, you do have sex in the future, but only after 11,524 more women tell you they are not interested. DJ, next question.
Okay. Well, well, thank you for joining us. What happened here? What are you doing?
Is there anything that we can do to avoid this type of future?
The answer is no. The future is set in stone. There is no free will, as a wise philosopher once said. In your time, if you choose to decide, you still have not made a choice. Everything is inevitable, and now Monty will do a reset, but act like he doesn't want to do one just because I said that. So go ahead, Monty.
God, you're annoying. You're so annoying.
I don't like that he is predicting everything that we're going to say. We're talking to Tim E. Travelin. Well, since you know the future really well and it's set in stone no matter what can you tell us about our futures?
Well, not only do I know what's going to happen on the crew, but I also know what's going to happen at this very radio station as time will come to pass.
Oh, a lot of people would like to know that.
And I'm going to tell you if you let me do it.
I'm trying.
All right. first of all, thank you for having me on. The musers will continue working in the mornings for another 10 years, but in the year 2026, they'll go from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with a 7:40 replay and then complain about everybody complaining about the replay, citing their years of waking up early. They will also increase their vacation from 25 weeks to 35 weeks out of the year.
Did you say 2026?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's later this year. So not that far in the future.
Which,
you have to wait for that.
Let's be honest, I could have predicted that was going to happen. That's not that crazy of a prediction.
One of the producers here at the ticket will be murdered by his coworkers. He will not see it coming. I could tell you who it is, but it won't matter.
When's that going to happen?
Within the next week.
Next week, uh-oh.
Okay.
I guess we're on borrowed time. Someone here, three producers here.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Well, please, at least tell us anything else you can about our future.
Well, Monty,
yeah,
in the upcoming years, will lose a lot of weight, but get real hot. It'll be short-lived because he'll be kind of too addicted to losing weight. He'll be smaller than Ham, and he'll be murdered in the future by our robot overlords with his indecision on whether he likes the binary number 0 or 1, and his massive hands will be the template for all future robot giant hands.
He does have meaty paws.
DJ.
1 and 0 are both good.
Yes, sir.
DJ will take a DNA test to learn he is not quarter Hispanic, but actually full-blown Asian, and he commits to his new culture, leaning into every stereotype, but learns too late that he received someone else's test and is canceled. He will become an ASMR cross-dressing furry for OnlyFans people online as his new form of work.
Okay, I could live with that. If that's my baseline, I could do way worse than that.
I don't see Ham in here, but Ham will become even more confusing when he speaks. Don't find that hard to believe, but eventually his tongue will melt mid-segment, and he'll turn into literal mush mouth. Shortly after, he'll die with a three-way combo of dehydration, ignorance to basic health, and also murdered by his coworkers.
Again, I feel like I could have predicted most of these.
Kevin Landrum will have a long career at the ticket, co-hosting Afternoon Drive with future ticket rising star Lupe the Cleaning Lady. when they had a chance encounter when she catches him sniffing through the Keyless Cafe trash cans for expired sandwiches. It will be the highest rated show on Ticket history because the Tickle will finally have a Hispanic and a Middle Earth representation on the show.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing that.
Baldy will issue another 10,000 tickers, each of them ending with 13 ding the ticket tickets.
Well, that's good. The future bodes well, then. I love hearing that.
Your board operator, Tipsheet, will be murdered by his children. As per his will, he'll be turned into a pizza. Now, I don't know what that means, but that's for his family to interpret.
That's everyone being murdered.
Yeah, a lot of murder in the vicinity.
No one passes naturally.
As for Arthur, I would say enjoy the remaining days you have on this earth when you fill in next week.
That's ominous. Is that a threat?
No, not a threat. Not a threat. But
he should watch his back?
I didn't say that either.
We call him Daddy.
Well, the future will remember him as Arthur because of his tombstone. I gotta go, but rest assured, we're all gonna die.
All right, I get it. We got the State Fair coming up. So thank you to the time traveler, Tim E. Traveler.